KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. So I have one announcement coming up this Saturday, which will be about the, the 6th, the 18th of April, March, April. Testing will be at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road in Greenville. Tests start about 9 o'clock, so if you get there about 8:45, it would be good. You don't need to get there at 8:30. They get the VEs will get there about 8:30 and get everything set up, and then everybody else can come on in. The testing fee is still $10. You will need your picture ID. You will need your FRN number if you don't have one yet. If you're getting your license for the first time, if you are upgrading, you'll need a copy of your license so we can verify that. And other than that, you'll be there about 9 o'clock. That's all I have on that announcement. Or any other announcements, bulletins, or traffic for the net, call KI-4DOS. All right, we'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGQ portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGQ portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We've got quite a number of folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over to the Echolink stations. Say good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's my wife, Joy, and she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, tonight, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. He called to check on me, and folks, I am doing well. Still get a little tired, but other than that, I'm fine. Not fine, but, you know, we'll go from there. Let's see. Then we have KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and their daughter, KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. They're all down in Simpsonville. Richard brings along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, that's K3DOV. And then we have KM4JWP, that's Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, he's in Asheville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda in Lyman. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Malden. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. and KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt. He's over in Greenville. And KF4NXY. That's Mr. David. And his sweet bride is AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in southern Greenville County. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate all you fine folks checking in on the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well if you're listening. And come back again and maybe do some ragsy with us sometime. We'll go over to the Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net Control, Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus from Southwest Florida.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to AA4GH. Miss down there in Southwest Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from Florida. Additional Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hey, good evening, Gary. Please check in KB0KBJ Steve. Also, KD0NIQ Megan up here in South Dakota. I'll be here for comments. No traffic. Megan's going shopping, so no comments on her part. Good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve, up there in South Dakota. And his sweet bride, KD0NIQ, Miss Megan, also up there in South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Steve. Tell Miss Megan and all the children we said hello. I hope Shepherd is doing well. He is the newest member of the family. And we'll talk about him in just a little bit, Steve. Got you down for some comments. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Alrighty, that's all the Echo Link stations I got, so we'll go over to the RF check-in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle in Piedmont, and also please check in my parents. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Marina, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative, 73-12.
Who is back? Who is sent in? Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Rob, and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
DOS and Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Nice to hear you tonight, sir.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle down in Piedmont. She brings along Mom and Dad. KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick. That's Dad. And KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. That's Mom. Miss Giggles all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Michelle. Good hearing you on the air again. Hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well. Tell Mom and Dad we said hello and hope all y'all are doing good. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you're doing well. And Walt, it's good to be back. I know you know the feeling as well or better than I do there, young man. You've been through a lot and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. I'd also like to say good evening to KO4NUE. That's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And I appreciate you and Dave taking up the net for me while I was incapacitated for a little bit. Hopefully I'll be back now for a while and I'm on the mend. But y'all take care over there in Campobello. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. 4DOS. And Echo Link stations again. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello again, Gary. Hello again, Gary. Great to hear you back on the radio. And glad your recovery's going well. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Oscar Becky Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Gary, it is good. Gary, I'm sure you know that me and Jennifer were asking about you the whole time. And do tell me story hello.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And thanks for all the prayers and everything else that y'all put up. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you hello right back. She was listening in the other room. She's on the phone, but she's listening to the net on the HT. So y'all take care down there in Greenwood, and thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. Let's move up now to the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, and good to hear you back on the air. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm home and more tonight. No traffic, no comments. KI4DOS. Joy, very nice to hear you back, Gary, and that you're doing well. This is N0TR, and my name is Tom, November 0 Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and Joy, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
I'm 4DOS. Gary, it's really great to have you back. Met an empty spot there since you've been gone. Please check in KO4QOG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris. KI4DOS. Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And Gary, it's so good to have you back. And please, Anita and I want you to give our regards also to Miss Joy and 73 to all on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there at home and more tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And N0TR, Mr. Tom, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother over there, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And AA1RD, Mr. Bob down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bob. Tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And folks, it is really glad to be back in front of the microphone again tonight. I have been missing it. And if I get a little winded or something that something like that happens, I do have someone standing by in case I need them to help me out here. But hopefully we'll make it through it, and we'll go from there. But I do appreciate all the prayers and the well wishes and the cards and everything. I just appreciate it all. And folks, I really appreciate that sweet little bride of mine. She is taking very good care of me and won't let me stray too far. I mean, she's keeping me on the straight and narrow. So there you go. Let's try Echo Link stations again. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got Mr. Rick over there on Echo Link. Rick, if you don't have audio capabilities, send me a text message via Echo Link and I'll get you checked into the net. If you have audio capabilities, go ahead and use that capability and get checked in with us tonight. you're bringing up the repeater, but you're not holding the audio open. Try it one more time. I'd love to get you in the log, and if, like I said, if we can't get you on audio, send me a text message. I'd love to have you in the log.
This is JOP. Name here is Rick. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
All righty, Rick, we got you. K1JOP, Mr. Rick, down in Charleston, South Carolina tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us via Echo Link. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. This net runs every night at 9 o'clock and, you know, different net controller. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat tonight. So you come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Going back to the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. My wife, N9TEN, that's Sherry. That'll put us in the right group. And also myself, N9OYL, Jim. We're both over here in Easley. We'll both be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Sorry, I haven't been on lately.
DOS. Wes, evening, Gary. Good to hear you. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW. Richard Grable. No traffic. No roundup.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to a couple of neighbors of mine, N9TEN, that's Miss Sherry, and N9OYL, Master Jim, both over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Jim. Tell Miss Sherry we said hello. And I hadn't heard you in a while, but glad to hear you back. You're always sounding good. You know as well as anybody, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's move on up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Yes. Yes, please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville. Negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. And Gary, we have something in common. We both share the same cardiologist. You got a good one there.
Four DOS. Great, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The handle is Roland Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
Four DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary, over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. And Scott, you know, we do have something in common. We do have good cardiologists, no doubt in my mind about that. And I'm glad that we have that in common. They took very good care of me and are still doing so. So we'll have to get together over a cup of coffee and discuss that one these days. That sounds good. But hope you and Mary are having a great evening, and y'all have a great day tomorrow. Y'all take care. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hadn't heard you in a while because I hadn't been on the radio. But appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. I hope you're doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary's kid. KG4PFI. I just wanted to tell you, don't you let nothing happen to you. If you do, I'll be the ugliest one on the ham band. Bye.
I tell you, y'all gonna have to stand in line. That's my spot, and I want to keep it for as long as I can. How about that?
I'm certainly glad to hear your voice. I really am. I don't want to hold your net up. I just wanted to say that, and thought a lot about you and enjoy. And I hope everything's going well for you. KG4PFI clear.
Me and Joy think of a lot about you and Linda. And I've said over, I don't know, several years now, it seems like, that I was going to get down there. Well, I got another good reason to get down there now. I ain't getting any younger or getting any prettier, so I got to get down there to see you. But y'all take care, and thanks there, young man. I do appreciate it. You've been through a lot. You know what it's all about, too. But just glad to be here. Alrighty, let's see here. Where are we at? Let's go to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Really good to hear your voice on my speakers. Tell Ms. Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hey, welcome back. And good evening, everybody on the net. Please check in. QO number 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY, Keys and Seneca, negative, negative.
For DOS. Welcome back and glad you're doing good. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a great evening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Minister Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, Dave, it's good to be back. It really is. I'm enjoying it so far, and so far I'm doing okay. So we'll go from there. But tell Miss Amy we said hello. And, Dave, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far, so you get the door prize, just to let you know. Also like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Minister Keith. He's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Glad to be back. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, the Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
It's really good to hear you calling the net again tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Gary, I'll hang around for some comments tonight.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EGN, Harry and Chandler. Good to hear you back.
4DOS. Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Hendersonville. I'll be in and out. Good night, everyone.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Minister Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And Patrick, you were up there almost across from the big flag when Joy and I came back from the cardiac therapy place today. And you were sitting, I saw your truck up there, but Joy was tired and I was tired and we were ready to get home, so we didn't stop. But anyway, be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being with us. And KQ4GIK, Mr. Wayne, up there in Hendersonville. Wayne, I appreciate you being with us, and these Q calls, I love them. You know, they're keeping me on my toes. We've come through a lot of the alphabet, and I'm glad that we're on the KQs now. But I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Going up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS, Kilo 4. From Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Good to hear you back in the saddle. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, I don't need to tell you to take it easy for a while. Don't please go out there growing a huge garden. But anyway, I hope you enjoy. You're doing okay now. Good evening to you. Enjoy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Gary, it is a blessing to hear you. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. Thank you, Joy. 7-3. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And Sid, it is really good to be back in the saddle, and you are correct. You don't have to tell me to take it slow and easy. Joy and I have already discussed the garden, and it will lay fallow this year. I would, for the most part, unless I get to feeling real good or my son comes over and decides to run the tiller or whatnot. But we're going to take it easy. But thanks for being there, Sid, and hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Larry, I missed if you were going to stay in for comments or not. You'll have to forgive me this once, but were you going to be in for comments or no?
Sorry, Gary. I didn't know. Donna and I will be in and out tonight. KK4JBQ.
Not a problem there. Do tell Miss Donna we said hello, and we'll get to see y'all again here soon. But y'all take care. Have a great evening. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Report, DOS. How are you back? Please check in. It's Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Marvel, and the Midnight Express delivery to Georgia. Bring along Whiskey Delta 4, Julia Delta, Julio. It sends its blessings and happy to have you back on the air again. We got one more station over here, so I got to have to it.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And KV4NC, Minister Gabriel out there on the mobile tonight. And he brings along WD4JD, Mr. Julio. He's from Charlotte. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Julio we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And tell Miss Veronica and the rest of the family we said howdy. Hope y'all are doing good. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. It's really good to hear your voice. Glad that you're doing better. This is N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. It's Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS. Please check in. This is Kilo Q4HEL. Nice to have you back, Gary.
Call again. I messed it up and I haven't heard it enough to remember it. Give me your call one more time, please.
Q4HEL.
Young man, good hearing you on the air. I'm glad that you finally got out here and got to talking with us to where I can talk to you on the radio. Never like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4HEL, Mr. Alex. He's out there mobiling around with Dad. KV4NC, I would imagine. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip and get back home safely. Y'all take care. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. W4DVR. Just check me in out. Thank you.
Say good evening to W4DR. Can I get your name and location?
Scott Nashville. It's W4DVR.
I got you corrected. W4DVR, Mr. Scott, up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us, and thanks for taking the time to be with us on the net tonight. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night at 9 p.m. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Good evening to N4JBM, Mr. Jerry over there in Campobello tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. So it sounds, that big pause right there sounds like we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation, JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, works 160 through 6 meters, has an automatic antenna tuner built into it, 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. That's a HF amplifier. It works 160 through 10 meters. Has a new power supply, new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR. That's a beam antenna. It works 6 through 20 meters. Has new motors and gears and new brackets. He has the SD100 controller and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? that him up is for sale. It's a Kush Craft 240. That's a two-element 40. Forgive me, folks. It's a Kush Craft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam antenna. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kush Craft R9. That's a 9-band vertical antenna. He said it is up right now and working. If you would like to come and check it out before you purchase it, but he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up is for sale or trade. A fellow has an Astron RS-35, a 35-amp power supply. That's a linear power supply. He would like $200 for it, or he would trade it for something of equal value. Maybe. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a complete set of repair parts. You know, it's a repair kit for a... It fits three different radios. It's a Kenwood TS-520, a 530, or a Kenwood TS-820. It's a complete set of repair parts and things for it, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Traffic.
Good. The exit 29 southbound 85, we got a big fire. Something explode, so we're to a standstill, but we can see the flames and the smoke over there.
Do you see any fire trucks or anything like that headed in that direction?
Just fly by. It looks like we got Christmas trees over there, but that's a big pile of smoke. You can see for a couple miles, so if somebody heading this way, please be advised.
Well, that's down at exit 29 on 85. Is it on the north side or the south side?
27 in front of Carolina Auto Action.
Okay, folks, if you're out there mobile, be careful out there on 85 south. Gabriel's sitting down there in traffic with some kind of fire and explosion or whatnot down there, so y'all be careful. Thanks for the traffic there, Gabriel, and y'all be careful coming onto the house or going down, whichever way you're going. Y'all be careful either direction, okay?
It's a car. It's fire department over here too. It's next to the guardrail. Actually, it's on the ditch. Half of the car is in the ditch. The other half is in the highway. And but the rest of it, I can tell you, was a BMW. They will tell it that they are still over there.
Y'all be careful, man. Thanks for the update. If anybody's out there listening. SKI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an Alpha 99. That's a HF amplifier. And he also has a Palstar automatic antenna tuner that will handle this amplifier. He would like to sell them both together. He said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Item on the swap net book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for a 6-meter all-mode transceiver. If you've got a 6-meter all-mode that would like to sell it, got a man looking for one. Does anyone need any fields? I'm going to conclude the reading of the swap net book. Appreciate if all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Didn't have anybody list anything or take anything off tonight, so we seem to be in pretty good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rate you? Call KI-4DOS.
Control Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu.
say good evening to KQ4HLZ. Could I get your name and location?
Yes, my name is Benson, and I'm located in Marshall, North Carolina.
We got you up there in Marshall. Good signal in the repeater from Marshall tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for taking the time to check in. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. Different net controller at 9 p.m. But we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. I hope all y'all are doing well up there in and around Marshall. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Who's first on the reg you list tonight? That would be Mr. Steve, KB0KBJ up there in South Dakota. Steve, what have you and Miss Megan and the children been up to?
Good evening, Gary and all that. KB0KBJ here. Oh, let's see. Well, we went down to Arkansas. When was it? Two Fridays back. So about 2 weeks ago, I woke up in the morning and said, I looked at the forecast and they were saying, no travel advice, slippery roads, blowing snow, all this kind of stuff, right? And the snow had gone in a ditch once already with my work van. And I got yanked out by the farmer with a big tractor, and he kind of pretzeled the front end of the bumper on the front end. And he had to drag the vehicle sideways through the snow for a bit before he get lined up with the road. So now the front end of the bumper of the work van, which is about a Chevy Express, 15 passenger, same body style. That kind of looked like a banana now. Almost ripped the thing off. Snow was packed so well in the wheel wells that it wouldn't even turn until I cleared it out. As he yanked me into a yard where I did that. But anyhow, I got sick of the snow and I said, I'm going across the street, 5 o'clock in the morning, told Megan. I'm going across the street to unplug a faucet over there. If you can get packed in short order, I'll be back. We're heading out. I'm going south. So we took off. We had to skitter down 35 miles an hour down icy roads for half hour. Yeah, wet roads, and then they dried out 100 miles south. And we kept going to Omaha, where it was, 55. Cloudy, though. I said, not good enough. So I kept going south 4 more hours, Kansas City. Got there, it was 70. I said, a little better. We stayed the night there. Got up in the morning. What are we doing today? I don't know. We're going south. So we headed south again. Got down near Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma corner area there. Hey, let's stop and visit a children's museum. Children's petting zoo, I should say. Did that. Spent the night around Bentonville, Arkansas, northwest corner of Arkansas. Woke up in the morning. What are we going to do today? I don't know. Let's go to the ocean. That's too far. So we went to Crater of the Diamond State Park, which is kind of like 60 miles from Texarkana, Texas. And went down there and got a little cabin and hung out down there and see 80-degree weather and green stuff. And then I texted my boss and said, oh, he's like, yeah, we'll be meeting at such and such a house tomorrow this weekend, or Monday. I'm like, yeah, where I'm at is green on the trees, and I'm not going to be in because it's warm here. He's like, didn't get it. I said, yeah, I'm down in Arkansas. He's like, oh. let's see. All right. And, so that was that. And so I took the whole week off. It was, last week. And recovered from too much snow. So that was one of the things we've done there, Gary. Over.
The snow in that area up there, but I think you're starting to miss this area down here just a little bit. Sounds to me like, but I'm glad that y'all were able to get down there into Arkansas safely and didn't have any more troubles after you got your work van pulled out of the snowbank up there. I was just sitting here thinking about all of that snow and how you had to clean it out of the wheel wells and stuff to where you could actually steer the van. And I said, that must have been a chore in itself. But once you got that done, you could go back to work. But, you know, just taking off and being able to ride down to Arkansas, I guess that's great. I'm glad y'all were able to do that. And glad you got to see a little green and before you had to go back up to see the white again.
Yeah, it was packed in there. Well, when we were gone, it didn't warm up really any. They had like two ground blizzards, you know. The worst part of winter was actually in March this year. February was cold. March was just nasty. It was nasty the whole month. We got back and, you know, it was 35 for a high. The snow was still packed underneath the van there. I mean, I could drive it, you know, it didn't take long to clear it up, but there's still snow hanging out underneath there. It only melted off like Saturday, this past Saturday, finally melted out, all the way. But I had a 11-foot tall snowbank I pushed up here in my yard, just cleared the place. And well, I'd been looking at the forecast while down there in Arkansas, and I said, okay, I'll come back after about a week, and then it's supposed to start warming up. And I'll tell you what, has it warmed up? I came back Thursday last week, about a week ago today, and it was 35, and about the same the next day, Friday. Saturday was nice. It was, you know, 50. And Sunday was getting up near, I don't know, 60, same with Monday. Yesterday, it was 85. No, 75. What was it? I don't know, somewhere 75, 85. It was 85 in Sioux Falls, 100 miles south, 75 up here. Today was in the mid-70s again, and everything started flooding with all this melted snow, all the snow melting. So now our fields are totally bare. My snowbank is gone from my snow pile. Went from 11 feet, it's now 3.5 feet tall. It melted a foot today. I measured it this morning, and it's a foot lower now. So, yeah, it's really changed quick. Further north, they have more snow, 80 inches of snow, which is double the normal amount. Probably about 40, 50 miles north, they've had a lot more snow. And one county I heard on the news, whole southern end of the county, all the roads are either flooded or washed out. I mean, we're talking back roads everywhere. There's no travel. You can't even move around, it sounds like, up there. So we don't got that here. But it will all be pretty much done already. I mean, to the point where even ground is starting to dry up. So, yeah, it sounds like you've had did you have a heart attack or what?
Sounds to me like y'all have gone from wintertime to summertime up there in just a matter of a few days. You know, going from 35 up into the 70s. Of course, it's been in the 70s and up close to 80. It's supposed to be 80 down here tomorrow, Joy said, with thunderstorms. So, you know, we take it as it comes along. Don't care too much about it one way or the other. But I would imagine with all the snow and stuff that there is a lot of flooding with all the melting and runoffs and stuff. So, you know, I'm glad that's not happening in your area. I hate it for the folks where it is happening, but that's the nature of the beast, I guess. Let's see here. As far as what happened to me, I had a heart attack, and that was the 28th of March, and that was on a Tuesday, And I went in and they did their thing and got a stent put in and then I'm back at home now and having to take it easy for a little while. Having to change a few things, you know, as like my diet and that sort of thing. And I've got to go do a little bit of cardiac rehab and try to get my strength back up. So other than that, you know, I'm hanging in there pretty good, I think. The doctors tell me I'm hanging in there pretty good, and Joy is standing over me with a big stick.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I kind of gathered that from all what you said and all the other folks said. All righty. Well, yeah, that brought to mind, you know, when I was working out west as a young fellow, I was working with this fellow named Roy Tapio. And I got to wondering about him. I was like, what happened to Roy? He might be dead. So I did a Google search. Yep, he passed away January of last year at 86 years old. And why I tell you this is because he had a heart attack back when he was in his 40s, I think. And when I was back in the 90s, like 93 or so, I was working with him and he told me that. We were siding a house, you know, and now he was in his late 50s at this time. And so we're working away and he's cutting and I'm nailing the stuff on the house and all of a sudden, he was keeping up good, you know. He was a hard worker and all of a sudden I look and there's no more siding for me to put on the house and I'm like, what's the deal? He's not delivering. I turn and he's just standing there at his cut table. And I'm like, look, what? And he's like, that's it. Pack it up. We're going home. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, oh, idiot. Got tired. So that's what happened to me after the heart attack. He just all of a sudden, boop, enough of that. So, yeah, but yet he still lived 86. So, a little encouragement there for you. And as far as your gardening goes, yeah, I can let lay for this year. You know, I was kind of got interested in the Iditarod sled dog race in Alaska this spring. Dallas Seavey's won the thing 5 times. He's like in his 30s or so, 40s, early 40s. He's won it, him and some other guy won it the most times it's ever been won. And he decided to take the year off, and I seen an interview. He's like, you know, some people think you got to do it every year. He's like, no, I'm just gonna. If it's not fun, don't do it. You know. So, I kind of did the same thing with my maple sugaring, maple sap. I mean, you know, I don't want to do it this year, so I didn't do it, and I'm glad I didn't because the weather went from, like my brother texted, here we have summer, fall, winter, summer. There was no spring. It just went. And with sapping, you need a variation between up and below, down up above and down below freezing to make the trees do their thing and get the sap. And I drilled a hole in the tree and it was dry. I was like, well, all the sap's at the top. It's just not, no reason for it to get down, you know. So, yep, take it easy on the garden there, I guess, huh?
The DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, but KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve up there in South Dakota. But yeah, I'm gonna take it easy on the garden. Joy said if I didn't mind her, she's got a bigger stick than the one she's got beside her, and so she's keeping me in line, which is not too hard to do. I'm minding her pretty well as far as that goes. But we're gonna let the garden sit. If my son, Stephen, if he wants to come over and plant some stuff, he and his wife had some raised garden beds last year, and they did okay, but they said they wanted to expand, and I said, well, you know, if y'all want to come over and garden over here, I don't think I'm going to do that, so if you want to do it, the garden's all yours, but you'll have to do the tilling and the hoeing and keep it up, because I won't be able to get out there and do it. But I'm hanging in there, you know. The doctor did tell me, he said, Rick, you have to remember this is a marathon, not a sprint. You know, he said, we're going to take this slow and easy, as it's going to take some time, and he said, don't get in a hurry. So there you have it.